Time now to get to business with Nona Peltier. Hi, Nona. Synnelet Milk, now this is a company we hear about quite a bit, has raised its forecast farm gate milk price. That's a mouthful. That's the payout to farmers. What is the latest?
Yeah, so that farm gate milk price is what the farmers can expect to get for their milk, and the price that they're offering is up from the earlier offer. So $7.25 is their new forecast versus $7. And that's because they think that the high milk prices that the global trade is getting are going to hold with supply and demand in pretty equal balance internationally. And that's good news for the farmers. The last time, you know, it's been a long time since we've had prices at this level. The record-breaking price was in that 2013-2014 year. It was about $8 a kilo of milk solids. So that's a really good price for farmers. And certainly it will be helping those that have been struggling for a few years. It's still not great news because farmers are facing all sorts of, you know, debt from past difficult years.
Potential drought.
And there's the potential drought. So, you know, it's one of those things that's definitely cyclical. It depends on, of course, the commodity prices. And at this time, it's doing pretty well for the farmers. So hopefully this will work out for them for this season.
Business confidence has improved, it seems, in the central provinces. What's driving that?
Yeah, so, you know, we do a lot of surveys on business confidence. So this one is done by the Wellington Chambers Chamber of Commerce and what is called Business Central. And that's an area from, say, Gisborne to New Plymouth down through to Nelson. So that sort of area. And it's a survey of about 400 businesses there. And what they found was a positive outlook on business confidence for the first time really in the year. So the first three quarters of 2019, it was a negative number. And in the last quarter, the December quarter, it ticked up to 3.8%, which is still positive. And that's more positive than it had been for the whole year. And so it's hard to know exactly, but apparently confidence usually lifts in December, I guess, because people feel more optimistic with Christmas coming in, maybe just the holiday and the warmer weather, yeah. But also because they got a number of new orders. And so things are looking pretty good. But where it's down is the labor front. The real shortages are holding back economic growth in the regions. We're seeing that in the major centers, too. And it's not just skilled workers they're having a hard time getting. It's unskilled workers, too. So it's quite a difficult situation. And that is definitely holding back what they call New Zealand Inc., which is our economy. Yeah.
So what news do you bring of the markets?
Interesting today. So we had all the markets, well, Australia's closed. A number of Asian markets are closed, including Hong Kong and China for the yeah. Chinese lunar holiday as well. So we don't have a lot of activity in the market yet. We have drifted lower today. Our market was down about 0.5%. And, well, actually 0.6%, that's 71 points to 11,807. That's our stock market. Mm. And that follows a pretty big drop on Friday when word spread of the spread of the coronavirus. And also our currency has taken a bit of a dip down today. Now, it's on pretty thin volume, I just want to say, because Auckland Anniversary Day, Australia being closed, as well as a lot of Asian traders. So the Kiwi is trading at 65.8 US cents, 96.6 Australian, and 50.3 pence. Now, we're also down a bit against the euro, but we are slightly up against the Chinese yuan, and the Japanese yen has really rocketed ahead because it's seen as a safe currency when these kinds of international events take place. Japan is where people park their money.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with all our numbers and our business update.